had so days before. But this is just ridiculous. Not a single customer all day. Is there some sort of event going on in the city or something? And right on cue, there's my favorite little window shopper. Oh my goodness. If he had actually come in and bought something every time he's come to just look through my window. Oh wow, he'd probably have several of everything in my shop by now. I just wish he'd come inside for once. He never has. Not even once. I know I'm not exactly wearing modest clothing, even given that I like to advertise the outfits I sell. But I don't think I look that intimidating, do I? He looks particularly flustered today, though. I can actually see him shaking a bit. I wonder what's wrong. Oh, he's looking at me. But he's not walking off this time. He's never done that before. I wonder. Ooh. Oh, hello, sir. Welcome to my sexy manicure. I'm so glad you finally decided to come in and take a look. As you can see, things have been quite slow today. So, why don't I give you a little tour? Oh, come on now. You were brave enough to finally peek in here. Let me show you around. As you can see, I sell just about every sort of magical, sex-related item you can think of. And I also sell erotic apparel. As I'm sure you've noticed, I like to wear them around the shop myself sometimes. As a bit of a extra advertisement. And on the shelf over here, all of the little eggs in these jars are various different kinds of tentacle creatures. They're all completely harmless, of course. And they are by far the most popular out of all the things I sell when it comes to my females. My female customers. They're usually the first thing the ladies head for when they come into my store. There's tentacles that are naturally very warm. And then there's ones that are naturally very cold. Smooth ones, rough ones, textured ones. There's big ones, small ones. Ones with little mouths for latching onto and sucking on nipples and clitoris and things. None of them are very long, but our most expensive ones can lay eggs inside of woman's wombs, and she can just keep birthing new tentacle eggs all on her own, right at home. They truly are amazing things to experience. Oh, no need to look disappointed. I actually happen to have several species of tentacle creatures that would be specifically suited for men as well. They're very warm, and their honor hole mouths are completely toothless, and very soft and textured inside. They can survive entirely on the nutrition from semen. So they just keep hungrily sucking away at you until they've got their full. And they even secrete a mucus that greatly reduces your refractory period. So you can just keep coming again and again and again and again. Sounds far better than the boring old fleshlights you guys use, don't they? I even have one that most specifically to seek out, rub, and wiggle against the prostate. You'd probably be surprised that a guy could even feel such body-wide intense pleasure. And I could even let you take one of them home to try, free of charge. Since you've always been my most faithful window shopper. Oh, well, the offer still stands, if you ever change your mind. Well then, was there anything specific you were looking for? Potions that can help with confidence? I do have several potions I think that might be able to help. One of them is kind of like an aphrodisiac that will basically dull any inhibitions or nervousness you would normally feel before sex. Like the kind you would if you were still new to the whole experience. Think of it like a sex dream. Our dream selves usually have no inhibitions in attacking and ravaging anything that moves once the mood hits. So it's essentially like that, putting you into a semi-dreamlike state. Or if by confidence, were you referring to the size of your cock? Oh, I'm sorry. That was really rather insensitive of me to ask. I'm afraid I don't have much of a filter, given my profession and all. And if you haven't guessed by my tail yet and my eyes, I am a succubus. Have you ever met a succubus before, by the way? Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I promise I'll do everything I can to help you get what you need here. Now, as I was saying, since your particular need lies with size, I also have a potion for that. This one is a bit more complicated, however. The inhibition-dulling potion effects are temporary, but this potion here is permanent. The way it works is really quite simple. It's an enlargement potion. Enlargement in every sense. Depending on the dilution, your size would be increased multiple times, as well as your testicle size, the semen production. It could also potentially eliminate your refractory period altogether permanently. Herein lies the issue. Rest assured, any confident issues you have would be long gone because you'd be far too horny and eager for release to care. This potion essentially just turns you into an incubus, which is essentially a male version of what I am. Always turned on to at least a small degree and always in the mood for sex. Well, I've been a succubus for a very, very long time. So I've developed at least a decent amount of self-control, especially when I'm working. Attacking every customer who walked through my shop wouldn't exactly be a good business practice. But I also take a libido suppression potion as an extra precaution. Now, if you have a partner who has an incredible amount of stamina, it shouldn't be too much of an issue. So long as you have sex and get a release at least 10 times a day. But if you don't have a partner, it really could be more of a hindrance, as you wouldn't be able to satisfy yourself from masturbation just on your own, and you could be driven to something bad, like forcing yourself on a woman and raping her. If it's not imprudent of me to ask, do you have a partner by chance? Ah, that's unfortunate. But please, don't feel discouraged. Let's see, let me think. I think I might want to try to get a good, to get as good of an understanding on your confidence issue as I can before deciding what I need to do next. Now, I know this is going to be very embarrassing for me to request, and you're more than welcome to refuse it, of course, but just understand I'm trying to do everything I can to help you. I truly am going to do everything I can to help you. So, then, would it be alright if I took a look at your cock and inspect its size, both hard and small? Oh, perfect. Thank you. I know how terribly embarrassing this must be for you. Well, I'm clearly not going to get any other customers today. And even if I am, I don't really care. So I'm just going to flip my sign really quick and close the blinds to give us some privacy. All right, that's better. Privacy with no one to interrupt us. Now, you don't have to worry about doing anything. You just keep standing there and try to relax. And I'll just kneel down in front of you here and see what exactly we're working with. And there we go. It is indeed quite on the small side, though. Nothing to be ashamed of. Now, I'm going to use a bit of my natural aphrodisiac effect as a succubus to make you hard. It will require me to rub my face against it. Is that okay? Here we go. All nice and hard. Now, let's see exactly what we're working with here. Well, as a succubus, I honestly can't say there's a cock on earth I don't appreciate. And the same goes for my opinion on the your cock. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it. And maybe on the small side, sure. But small cocks can work just as well as larger ones when it comes to sex. But yes, I can see how a human girl might be initially put off or unimpressed by your size. But is it really something you feel like you need to change? Your mind is really set on this, isn't it? Poor boy. You must have had a rather unpleasant experience, haven't you? Well, alright. I'm going to make you a deal. And it's really the only solution I can think of that will be a permanent fix to your problem. But you should know this is something I would normally never do. Honestly, I don't even know why I'm doing it. I just suppose I may have developed a bit of a crush on you after watching you through the window after all this time. Anyway, what I'm proposing is that I'll give you a diluted version of the size enhancement potion. It will make your cock larger than it is now. And even if it's diluted form, you'll still be turned into at least a partial incubus. Though we won't know just how susceptible to the potion you are until you take it. And even being a partial incubus, you're going to be extremely horny all the time. But since you don't have a partner to help make sure you're relieving yourself, until the time comes when you do, you could instead come here every day after I close. And I could help make sure you are properly relieving yourself. Just until you found a girlfriend who can properly satisfy you, of course.
What do you think of that idea?
It's the only one I really have, unfortunately. The only other option would be to use the inhibition dulling potion. But as I said, that's only very temporary. Oh, excellent. I know this will all feel a bit much at first, but I promise it will all be worth it in the end. I'll go make the dilution right now. It should only take a few minutes. No, no. Don't bother putting your pants back on. I want to observe your change as it's happening. Just go have a seat in one of those armchairs, and I'll be right back. Sorry to keep you waiting. It took a while for me to figure out the right dilution, but it should be perfect for you now. So, here you are. Make sure to drink it all in one go. It shouldn't taste too bad. And don't mind its strong smell. Even in its diluted form, it has quite a strong smell, but it's still perfectly normal, I assure you. That's right. Drink it all in one go, just like that. Good. I hope it didn't taste bad, did it?
Glad. I'm glad.
Good. I'm glad. Now we just wait. It shouldn't take very long before it starts to work. Though, while we wait, I feel like I should be honest with you about something. Well, that potion you drank was indeed the enlargement potion, but it wasn't the diluted version. It was the completely undiluted version. Now, calm down. It's all going to be okay. I think this will end up being a good thing for you. And don't worry, I'll be here for you every step of the way and helping you satisfy your urges. Well, I did it because I like you, I guess. And just the thought of you, of what you could become, how confident you could become. I see the potion has started to take its effect. Just be sure to breathe, relax, and let it happen. I'm guessing by that look, your cock is already harder than it's ever been before, isn't it? But if you look, it's not getting much harder. It's getting bigger. Take a good look, because all of that is now the new you. Oh, yes. If this is the result, I'm definitely glad I didn't dilute the potion. And I'm so glad I won't be needing to take that libido suppressing potion anymore. Not while having you around. Well, it looks like the transformation is complete. And that new cock of yours is throbbing and oozing with pre-cum. I must admit, I didn't expect it to get quite that big. I'm not sure if there is a human girl alive who would be able to handle that thing without being sent to the hospital. And the amount of release it's going to require to keep that thing under control. But no matter. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it all out. Well, go on. Have a look in the mirror over there. What do you think of it? How do you feel? Ah, it aches. Well, that certainly is no surprise. The size of your testicles look to have doubled, and everything looks so red and swollen. Why are you looking at me that way? No. Now, I know you must not be thrilled that I tricked you, but look at it this way. If you're giving me a look like that, it must mean you're feeling at least a bit more confident. But now, here's the thing. I wasn't expecting a cock to get quite that big. And I'm honestly not sure how well I'd be able to take that. At least not until my suppressant wears off. Yes. I know I did this to you. And I know I am a succubus. But until my suppression potion has worn off, I'm just not sure if it would be a very good idea. I'm not backing away from you. Yes, I know I said that I'd help take care of you, but at least until my suppressant wears off, I really think it might be best to wait. It shouldn't take more than a few days. But I could maybe call one of the other friends to take care of you in the meantime. It's not that I necessarily couldn't handle that thing. I am a succubus, so suppressed or not, it's not as if you could break me. But until the suppressant wears off, my pussy can't really get that wet, and so it would feel like you were... So it scares me a bit. You only want me? You really only want me that bad? Look, okay, Now, just hold on a moment, please. Just try to... Ow, don't grab my breast so hard. Hey, that was an expensive outfit. You're going to have to pay... Just please give me a moment to breathe. I'll get down on my knees. I'll do what you want. You don't have to grab me so hard. Just know it's been a while since I've done this, so I might not be much good at it. How am I doing? Is it feeling good? I can barely fit your cockhead in my mouth. It's so big. If I wasn't in a suppressant right now, I think I'd be soaking. There's so much pre-cum. It's just oozing out. I don't know if I'll be able to satisfy you until I'm back at my best. Sorry, I just can't keep up with it. Just, your pre-cum alone is too much for me. If you'll just give me a bit more time, I can call one of my friends and go over to my counter. Why would you? Oh no, you don't mean to. I already told you that until my suppressant wears off, I couldn't handle it. Oh, no, please, please let go of my tail. It's an extremely sensitive part of a succubus. And being on my suppressants, it just feels really uncomfortable. Please, please, just let go. Ow, okay. I'll go over to the counter. No, you don't have to. Oh. I'll take my panties off myself. Don't need to rip those two. Yes. Jeez, that thing is really going to hurt. Oh, wait, please, wait. I have an idea. I'm really vulnerable and susceptible to pain right now because of my suppressants. But if I take the inhibition darling potion, none of that should bother me. It's right over here. I just have to go get it. Yes, you can hold my tail as insurance so I won't run. Okay, here it is. I'll just drink all of it. There, it should start working almost right away, so I just have to, well, now, this is quite the mess I've gotten myself into, isn't it? Tricking you into drinking that potion, and now here I am, about to get raped because of it. Well, it's what I get. It's only fitting. Well, sir, come back on over to my counter. Yes. Keep tight hold of my tail. Grab and squeeze it as much as you want. I deserve every bit of pain you deal to me. Oh, I'll just get myself nice and bent over my counter for you. Here we are. I'm afraid my pussy isn't very wet because of my suppressants. But please, don't let that stop you. Force as much of that monstrous cock into me as you can. Really ravage me. Mess my pussy up. Mark it as your property. Make me beg and cry and keep going no matter what. What I did was wrong, and I need to be punished for it. Deep down, I know this is what I wanted to happen, what I deserve. So, go on. I've already spread my lips for you. Force that cock inside and remind it what it's like to be fucked. Yes, just like that. I haven't had any cock in ages. Feels like it's ripping my pussy open. Oh, come on. Now, all the way to the back. I feel my pussy pushing back and trying to keep you from going further in. So just keep forcing. Fit that cock deeper and harder. Yes. Just that's it. All the way back. I can feel pressing against my cervix. Just keep fucking my deprived pussy like that. It's been so long since I've gotten fucked like this. Even my suppressants. God, how much I need to get fucked like this. It feels like every time you pull that cock out of me, you're dragging my pussy out with you. You're stretching me so wide. How does it feel? Does it feel good? No human would ever have a pussy that feels this good. That could ever take a cock like this. If I were a human girl, You'd have broken me by now. Destroyed my pussy. I'm the only one who can. I'm the only one who deserves this. I can't break. Take and keep me and use me as much as you want. Why do I suddenly feel so awake? It feels like my inhibition passion is wearing off. How could it have worn off already? I'm really starting to feel this pain now. Don't you think your cock is hitting my cervix a bit too hard? You know, it can't fit in there. Right? Just maybe try not to. No, please, not my tail again. It's just too much. I'm sorry. I won't talk back to you again like that. God. It really feels like you're breaking me. My tail, my cervix, it's so too much. I couldn't stand it. Please, just fill my pussy up with all your cum. Just get as much inside my cervix as you can. And clean me. I promise I'll be a good succubus and not complain next time. But please, just this time, let it end. Fill me, claim me, whatever you want, just let this end. I'll do anything you ask, please. Pleasure you whenever you want, even baby children. Oh God, I can feel something rising in me. I'm coming from getting fucked like this. I didn't even think I could come right now. I think I'm really feeling it. I really am close to coming. Please, keep fucking me like this. I can't feel your cup swelling. So I know how you're close to. Yes. Yes. Goodness. I didn't know something could ever hurt so good like that. Now my pussy is plenty wet and lubricated from all your cum. I don't think I've ever seen this much cum. I could feel the pressure building in my stomach as you were coming. Felt like I was going to burst. It's still running out of me. Look at the mess you've made on the floor. All that is yours. I wouldn't be surprised if I actually got pregnant from all this. Well, because we can confidently say you don't have any more confidence issues. I know how much I complained, but deep down, I know I loved it. And I really wasn't kidding when I said I wanted you to claim me. I really am yours from now on, if you'll have me. I really should have taken responsibility for tricking you in the first place anyway. It will take a few days before my suppressing potion wears off, but I still want you to use me and let your stress out into me in the meantime, no matter how much I whine about it hurting. So, from now on, you can just come and go from the shop whenever you need me. Or just stay and live here and run my shop with me, whatever you want. You'll really stay with me? Oh, that makes me so happy. It seems my crush on you might have gone a bit deeper than I thought. Anytime you want, just say the word, and I'll flip that sign closed. Even if there's people in the shop, I'll just kick them out. But for the meantime, I think I think I'll just have to close for the rest of the week due to personal matters.